I know that many of us want this to happen. You know, got a lot of folks who are really, really saying, hey, we need to see our young men, particularly young black men, doing better, 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 better. Yes, indeed. And it is happening. You know, the good news is the news is not all bad. There is some good news. And some of it is coming out of the Windy City, where we have so much going on that really needs to be turned around. Student achievement recently, this month, celebrated with quite a bit of enthusiasm when Urban Prep announced that 100% of its 252 seniors have been admitted to a four-year college or university. 100%, ladies and gentlemen. The announcement, which has become an annual tradition at Urban Prep, also marked the launch of 10 and Change, which is Urban Prep's 10th anniversary campaign to refocus the narrative of black boys and black young men on positive stories. It's not all bad. There's positive out there. We got to be ready to look at it, see it, hear about it, enjoy it, relish it, to make the announcement that the cast of the new comedy release, Barbershop, The Next Cut, from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures, New Line Cinema, and Warner Brothers Pictures, including Ice Cube, Cedric the Entertainer, Regina Hall, Common, and Dion Cole. Cast members joined Urban Prep Academy's founder and CEO, Mr. Tim King, as well as students, faculty, and parents. Come on now, y'all know that had to be a treat. Very popular movie with some very, very popular actors joining this group of people who have really done something outstanding. And almost no question that the parents had something to do with it. Something. And we know the students themselves had a lot to do with this success. The faculty had something to do with it. And they were recognizing the seniors who have received their acceptance letters and ceremoniously exchanged the red uniform ties that they've worn since their enrollment at Urban Prep for red and gold striped ties, signifying their college-bound status. I love it. As a student, they wear red ties. And when they finish and they're heading towards college, they exchange the red, which, you know, a lot of people see as a power color, for red and gold. I love it. As of today, the members of Urban Prep's class of 2016 have received more than 1,500 college admissions to 190 colleges and universities across the country, including Clemson University, Colorado State University, Howard University, Morehouse, LSU, Hampton University, Denison, Illinois Institute of Technology, DePauw University, Tuskegee, Purdue, OSU, as in Ohio State University, the University of California, and more. In total, this year's seniors have been awarded more than $11 million in scholarships and grants as of the writing. More than $11 million in scholarships and grants. Come on, happy times, ladies and gentlemen, happy times. That's right. This is happy news. It marks the seventh consecutive year that 100% of Urban Prep seniors have been accepted to a four-year college or university. The seventh consecutive year. Someone is doing something right. In fact, it sounds like quite a few someones are doing quite a few things right. So to commemorate its 10-year anniversary, Urban Prep launched 10 and Change. It's a campaign centered on the achievements of the black boys and the young men that will celebrate positive stories, engage community support, and inspire commitment to changing the story, changing the narrative. Ladies and gentlemen, especially our young, I really want you to be encouraged by this. I want you to be inspired by this. I want you to be empowered by this. 100% of their seniors accepted into colleges and universities, with 252 students, 252, just this year's seniors, having been awarded more than $11 million in scholarships and grants. Part of the reason that that is so encouraging is because it's, I mean, you think about it, $11 million, a lot of money, which means there are quite a few people out there who care enough about the success and the well-being and the ongoing success of people of color and black people in particular, that they're willing to do what they can to help people who have shown that they're going to do their part to go even further. This is outstanding. PrEP students, Urban PrEP students, on March 21st, actually taught a pop-up class in Daly Center as a way to demonstrate the power and importance of challenging society's preconceptions about black boys and black young men. I take my hat off to them all, every one of them who did their part to help this class, everyone who's doing their parts to help all those classes, all those people coming out of Urban PrEP doing their thing. I tell you what, it'll be great to hear what they will have accomplished and will be accomplishing 10 to 20 years from now. And when I say accomplishing, I mean taking us forward, saying, hey, look, 20 years ago, these gentlemen graduated from Urban PrEP. 10 years ago, these gentlemen graduated from Urban PrEP. And tell us what they will be doing at that time when they say it was 20 years ago, 10 years ago. If you can at all, join me this weekend. You know I'm on Saturdays from 1 until 3 and Sundays from 1 until 3. And we're going to be taking a look some more at who God is. Very important question to answer. We're also going to hear from Melrose York and Reverend Greg Hatfield as they again take us through a journey of learning how to cope with the loss of a loved one. Saturday, going to talk some more about where you are with regards to, well, when it comes to privacy. Does it matter to you? Does it matter just a little bit to you? Does it matter a whole lot to you? Are you concerned about where things seem to be headed with regards to privacy? We're also going to quiz you, so be ready. Do some push-ups, jumping jacks, play a little bit of hopscotch or something. Get that blood flowing, because I'm going to be quizzing you on colon cancer awareness on Saturday. Appreciate you joining me today. Let's continue to work together and inspire each other, motivate each other, empower each other to only connect with those who are putting the best that can be found in mankind, so that when we come out of our bags, we bring out of ourselves the best that can be found in mankind, so that we have positive influences on those around us. What a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you, and through me. Till next time.